Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet is so far down.
Dave Weckl.
That is an amazing album. Pick it up.
I got David Weckl in my hand. Oh my God. He is the ultimate.
All right. So who is Dave Weckl?
He's
Nick?
The ultimate embodiment of a mullet.
Oh,
he's got
in
the front.
He's
and
got
Artie
the
in the back.
Definite mullet. Dave Weckl. I play with Dave Weckl drumsticks. Nick is holding in his hand a vintage. It's Dave Weckl's The Next Step DVD.
He was a drummer that started playing the drums at the age of 8. Since winning multiple awards throughout his high school and college careers, Dave has had the opportunity to tour, record, and play with some of the greatest entertainers of all time, including
Say it Simon, with some emotion, Nick.
Including Simon and Garfunkel, George Benson, Diana Ross, and Chick Corea.
Now that DVD was made in what?
2003.
A lot has happened since then.
Yeah, it looks like it should be older.
Yeah, Dave Weckl, W-E-C-K, is that a K?
Yeah, W-E-C-K-L-E.
He's a drummer that I studied a lot growing up. I was taught drums by Larry Kegley, who is no longer with us.
Yeah, not Larry King.
Larry Kegley played, I would name a bunch of bands, it doesn't matter. He went on tour in Japan, and back then, being a Baltimore drummer, he made the Baltimore Drummers Hall of Fame. So he was a well-known Baltimore drummer that my father played music with, and he was my father's fancy fill-in drummer. So Mr. Rick always played as my father's drummer. And he was really tight and precise and everything, but he didn't have the type of flair that I wanted, that I was taught by Mr. Larry, which sometimes is a bit much.
You just didn't have that touch that Mr. Larry had.
Come on, Nick.
I'm sorry. You can
He's dead, dude. He's my drum teacher. God damn.
I feel like...
you should feel like an asshole.
No, that's not necessarily where I'm going with this.
That was a good joke. That was good. Dave Weckl. Born 1960, Dave Weckl is an American jazz fusion drummer and the leader of the Dave Weckl Band. Hey, Nick, give me one song off of Dave Weckl Band album.
Dave Weckl, it's going to be something very generic. It's going to be like...
Jazz fusion, by the way.
Jazz fusion. So it's going to be like Midnight Train. No, Midnight...
You're on the right track.
Midnight Sunflower.
Rhythm of Soul, that kind of stuff. I have to look him up. So Dave Weckl's, what the DVD I've seen of him and the stuff back then when I was learning from Dave Weckl, I watched this DVD like 6 or 8 times, and I would just study it.
Yeah, it's only about 40 minutes long.
Yeah, it's not long. So, but that's how I learned a lot of my drums. And I'm teaching Nick's son drums, and I'm going to pass this DVD on to my drum student.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, he was the Dave Weckl Band. It doesn't look like Dave's doing much in music. I mean, 2018, Pulse album, Now and Forever, and Giant Sticks.
That was 6 years ago now.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think that 2018 was 6 years ago.
Nick just realized what getting old feels like.
No, it's not that. I've known what that is.
I remember when it was 2006.
It just feels like, where's the time going?
You were born 1 year after I was graduated high school.
Yeah, I'm a baby. But I do have an interesting, not fact, but cool DIY thing. It's not even a DIY thing. So you know what
a home repair?
Yeah, not even. It's like
a home hack,
more like a tool hack.
Tool hack,
yeah. Effects. All right,
Tool hack.
Tool hack.
Now for a moment to Nick's tool hack history.
So you know what, like the carpenter pencils, the flat ones? I guess you wouldn't even call that a carpenter's pencil, but like...
The flat ones, they're made flat so they don't roll off the surface that you're working on, yeah.
Yeah, so if you, you know, how you end up eventually having to shave off and shave off and shave off, right?
I normally lose them before they get too short.
I know
short.
You do. You have like five of them laying here, two of them here, and you know.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm out of pencils.
Yeah.
If they're not right in front of me, I'm out.
So I seen a cool thing. There was a gentleman who, you know, you have to shave it off a little bit to get to this tool hack part, but he ended up putting like a long screw into the back of the pencil, and he was able to kind of push it out like a mechanical pencil. Like he screwed it into
the lead my slot goodness,
and it pushed the lead.
Yeah, because the lead is real slippery. It always slips through. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So I think that if you were to take just the same size of a metal rounded pin, if you utilize like a rounded, what do you call that? What shape is that? That's a the barrel shape. Isn't there a specific name for that shape? A prism.
No, the closest thing would be like a cylinder.
A cylinder, that's what I'm looking for. So if you were to take a tiny cylinder the same size as the lead, that's a little cylinder of metal that you can get out of something, put that in there first, the cylinder would push that lead out really well.
Yeah. Yes, it would. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find a picture.
That's exactly as he described it. So whatever you're thinking, viewers, that is literally what I'm looking at. It's a screw in the top of a pencil. I feel like I've seen a screw in the top of a pencil on a site and didn't know.
Yeah, you were like, what the hell is that thing doing?
Yeah, I think I've seen that. Maybe with my buddy Will. Will does stuff like that.
Yeah.
He'll spend an hour trying to figure out how to make something move inside of a pencil. And that's a great little hack. Yeah. I like it.
And then you remember back in the day, I also showed you if you take like an old saw blade that you're not using anymore, you cut it in quarters. And you like put that on your wall. You can use the blades to kind of hold different sizes of wrenches.
Yeah, you use the blades as hooks.
Yeah, well, hooks. But you kind of put two of the blades next to each other,
so
you can land
two hooks in your
like a ladder almost.
Yeah, a track.
Yeah,
hooked track system. I like it.
Yeah, hanging one, so it's not in a drawer taking up space.
I have some things I wanted to run by you, Nick. I wrote them down. As I'm going through my day, I have little things. So here's one thing that Nick and I think we spoke of before, but we didn't finish our... Really, just save it. So the best people to ask are the people that have tried and failed. Do you remember talking about that? I don't think we actually talked about that.
No, we did not.
So the people... I thought of this statement while I was like, I operate equipment that... as dangerous as hell.
Yeah, because you can ask what not to do.
Yeah. That guy's like, don't do that. It does this.
Yeah.
People that haven't flipped a machine.
Knowledge is the best experience.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of machines.
Or experience is the best knowledge. I said that completely bass hackwards.
Say it again with, well, just say it. Say it and I'll cut that out.
Experience is the best knowledge.
Experience is the best knowledge, yes. So that's another way of saying that. But yeah, so like I've seen a lot of machines fail because people do stupid stuff and I can stop it. Because we get machine operators, that, new ones.
Sorry about that.
You get new ones, old ones that haven't been in a machine for 10 years and they're coming back to work and they don't know the newer machines like I do.
Yeah.
So I have to load them. I go up, I had a crane the other day. And I swear, I kid you not, this is a 38 degree angle?
Something similar.
I had to go up onto a low boy and all the weight was on the tail. And I was looking straight up at the sky. I'm driving a crane with no boom on it.
Yeah.
The lettuce crane. And then I had to get out of it while I was staring at the sky. I had to get out of this entire crane thing. It's on the trailer, 4 inches on each side. That's all. The rest of the track of the crane, it's a tank, really. It's literally a tank with a boom on it. So, like, it's barely on the trailer. I had to get out and go get the forklift and lift the tail up to get the weight to go forward. So that the crane didn't slam back down and break the trailer in half. I had to gently, we had to teeter-totter it on a pivot point.
That was weird.
We had to teeter-totter it on a pivot point and then gently raise it up until it was on the Lowboy trailer. That's the stuff. Anyway, so the guy that was there has already made mistakes. He was like a 75-year-old CDL driver. And, I was letting him coach me.
Okay. I do have a quick note, not a note, but like a interesting conversation topic.
Interesting conversation topic.
You probably have it written down in your little notebook there because I thought of it the other day. When you put the word pretty in front of it.
Yeah.
When you put the word pretty in front of something, it suddenly becomes not as good as just saying it's good.
But when you're saying it, doesn't it feel like, oh, that was pretty good?
Or
but it's worse than saying that was good.
Yeah, that was good. As opposed to, hey, that was pretty good. You know, I just feel like that kind of demeans from whatever.
Probably subconsciously we think that it doesn't, but it does.
Yeah.
That's a good thought.
Yeah. Random thoughts.
Yeah. The International Space Station.
What about it?
How long does it take to orbit the entire Earth? You can measure it.
17 minutes.
Wow, you got really good. 90 minutes.
90. I knew it wasn't a day because I know we spin, faster.
Here's one for you, Nick.
Go for it.
We love space facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when the space station is up in orbit, how does it maintain the position? What force continues and helps keep it in position?
It's air, right?
Air?
Like they use air propulsion?
So the space station maintains position utilizing gyroscopic weight. And by hitting the brakes, they're able to feed off of the gyros, the spinning weight. They can, by hitting the brakes, they can twist ever so gently in six different dimensions or six different axes. So they can, it's probably more than six because it might be six. But yeah, so the gyroscopic, it's spinning around, and they hit the brakes on the opposite force that they, so if it's spinning to the left and they want to, I'm not good at this.
Yeah,
I'm confusing myself, but you understand it's not air.
Yeah, it's not air.
It's a weight that's being stopped. And when the brakes go on, the craft will follow that momentum towards the energy.
Okay. In other news.
Okay.
Did you hear that we're supposed to get 4 to 5 inches of snow tonight?
No, holy crap.
Yeah.
I did see a winter storm warning and I flicked off of it because I was busy doing
much. Did you drive on I-95 at all today?
I did.
Did you notice there was lines almost like they sprayed it with some sort of chemical?
No, I got off really early today.
Okay.
I got home at 1 o'clock.
Well, you probably would have seen 11. It then because
I think it was 11 o'clock. I went in early.
I drove to Penske and
I didn't see any spraying. I would have seen it.
No, you wouldn't have seen the spraying in action unless you were there when they were doing it.
I understand
it,
that, but you see the white lines, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're pre-treating the roads.
Yeah.
We got Buddy in studio.
Yeah, she's actually being pretty good.
She's chill.
Yeah, she's chill.
Buddy was all over CJ.
Yeah, she's got the dulcimer on her right side. She's got a pillow on her left. And the practice drum pad.
I was doing my rudiments.
Right in front of her.
It's just like any other activity, playing drums. You got to, every day or day and a half, you pick up the sticks and just do your rudiments. Yeah. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left.
Paradiddles, right?
Paradiddles, flamadiddles, double flamadiddles.
I can kind of do a paradiddle.
16th notes, 8th notes, quarter notes.
I practice my 64th.
Triplets. I don't know if it's quadruplets. I don't think that's the thing in drumming. You think what?
I said I practice my 64ths a lot.
Yeah, right. Your 64ths. Yeah, I'm in 128, I just double it over. That is some
I'm in my 256s.
I mean, our brains can't really compute. It depends if you're how fast the timing is.
It would literally just be like a constant beat at that point. Like, faster. I mean.
Yeah, it would be a solid note.
Yeah, almost. I feel like it's just like a solid bass.
I mean, I do 16th notes, and I do... We, as drummers, don't think about what we're doing. We just kind of do it to a pattern of what we're used to. But 30 seconds, I probably have done 30-second notes. I don't really count it out like that. So we're looking at the snow forecast here. Nick's pulling it up. What time are we getting snow?
Supposed to start at 10 with 100%
chance. It's the time
chance.
Of year, though. What time? What temperature is it?
Currently 38 degrees.
Yeah, it's not going to do and it's going to be rain.
Oh, no.
What are we, mid-February?
It's 100% chance in under an hour.
That's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So would you say there's thunder in snowfall ever?
I've never seen thunder and snow.
I don't think there's thunder and lightning with snow. What is that about?
I feel like it's a different atmospheric pressure.
Yeah, it's doing something different up there.
Yeah. Something's cooking up there. Before you get into that, I do want to say this before I forget. We didn't really get a good chance to talk about this because we were talking with our metal maniac on the street, Judd.
Yes.
And he quickly diverted the conversation. Toby Keith.
Toby Keith died.
Yeah. We never got to really talk about that.
I went to a lot of his tours. He did the Shock and Y'all tour was one of the greatest ones. They had a pickup, a yellow... The video back then, we would watch MTV. They played music. Remember that, Nick?
You know, when you music televised video, that's what it was called, right? That's what it is, right? I don't know. I'm not that.
MTV is music television.
Yeah, music television. I basically said it, but incorrectly.
You made it two words.
Yeah, music television.
You're supposed to be in the cool club where you're supposed to just call it MTV. You're not supposed to... Tear it apart. What are you, some sort of whatever political party that would be that they say was bad at that point in time?
It's a shit station.
It is now, but back then, we used to watch Whip It. Do-do-do-do-do. We watched the video with the red hats, and we would sit around the TV and like, what are they playing right now? And it would be a song that sucks. But somebody was always near the TV in case a good video came on.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. MTV, you know, a station that was known for playing music, doesn't play music anymore, to my knowledge.
So I'm going
to
blow your mind. It wasn't just MTV that went sour. So MTV started playing Road Rules or Road something. Road MTV One, okay, because it was, I don't have this data in front of me, but from what I remember, MTV was music videos and then commercials, music videos, and at night they did some off-the-wall programming, like MTV Unplugged was like the coolest, and they would have Matt Pinfield was the metal or harder rock. Like Judd's our metal maniac. They had a harder rock guy. Matt Pinfield, he's still in the music field doing things. I don't know what it is, but he was the commentator for everybody. So we'd watch his show. And then MTV started doing stupid reality TV shows. So then they made MTV 2. The MTV 2 promises, oh, it's going to be all music all the time. We'd watch Tool. I remember seeing the Sober video. Music video for Tool on MTV2. And then guess what?
Reality TV.
Reality
shows.
TV creeped in. They got one in and then it was just all gone. And then I feel like there was MTV3. I don't know, but I feel like at that point they started doing digital TV and you could get, you know, better programming digitally through Comcast or whoever we had.
Yeah,
that sucked. Though
it wasn't really a live TV.
Have to watch. It was really cool. It's just like the video games. I mean, back having a Game Boy, you know, it was a big deal. And then Game Boy was dog crap when Sega Genesis came out. Nobody cared about being portable because it was so much better. And then,
oh no,
yeah, and that was the coolest thing. Right now, you're playing this Doom game, and
yeah, people will pay big money for like old Game Boys nowadays.
Yeah, because they're like old Wave Runners. think there's a Wave Runner comic coming up in the future. So my wallet, I couldn't find my wallet. It was Sunday night. I'm like, what? I'll find it. It's got to be around, right? So I show up at Nick's house. I hang out and I leave and I come back. And I was like, well, I'll go out and get some groceries or something. It's generally what I do on a Sunday night. And I couldn't find my wallet anywhere. And so it was like 1 a.m. and I'm freaking out. I need my wallet. I need it for work.
That's your identity.
Everything. Doesn't have much money in it, but it's got all my cards. So at 1 or 1:30 or something, I was like, well, I'll just do... I went through all everything. So I went in the washing machine. It wasn't in there. I went in the dryer, and it was all in there. It was all over the place. Cards. And by the way, if you want to shrink your credit cards, just go... I don't know if it was the dryer that did it.
It has to be.
Or the washer. It was in the laundry system, Nick. I found it. Thank God.
Yeah.
Then I wake up the next morning... couldn't find it anymore. I went to work without a wallet.
And you don't know what you do with it?
I eventually found it.
Did you order the wallet?
There is now tile tracker. There is now a tile tracker in my wallet.
Nice.
Now, they don't, the tile tracker, at least the one that I got, the slim version, is not rechargeable. Isn't that crazy? One time use? Something that can sense.
How long?
How the hell do they do that for? They say a year. But it's in my wallet. I'm sitting on it all day, like hitting
Apple
the button.
AirTag, they have a 1 year battery life on them. So, like, I don't think my Apple AirTag is currently reading anymore. But you can change the battery.
Yeah, my other tiles, I can change all my batteries.
Yeah.
This one is but it was like $13.95, $14, and you can digitally track my wallet. And it tells you it beeps when you want it to beep. That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
I guess it's working on a ping system. Ping. It pings something. Because it can pick up other tile people. If you had tile on your phone, it will pick your phone up. It goes through your phone, but you don't even know it. It goes to me.
That's creepy.
Yeah. It's weird.
I don't like that.
What happened that night? That night I sent you, I said, I'm freaked out. My tile tracker could tell that your AirTag was near it. And it said, you're being followed by an AirTag.
That was that same night?
That was the night. It said, because it was in my, we put an AirTag in a trailer on a piece of equipment we were renting in case it got stolen.
It was a different night.
And I was driving, it was like 3 days of me driving this trailer with the thing tailing behind me. It said, by the way, this is a new program. And it was Apple that was doing it. And what they're doing is, Nick narrowed it down, they're trying to sell you AirTags. They're saying, look how awesome AirTag is.
No, not at all. It is to prevent people from using AirTags to follow.
Yeah, to track people that don't want to be. I was like, I'm not freaked out because I knew the AirTag was there. But if Nick put an AirTag on one of my vehicles, my other tracker, my tile, tells me that the other tracker's near it for an extended period of time. And that's just an incredible act of...
I don't think it is tile-related alone. I think it's any phone, like that is like any smartphone.
It might have just been to my phone?
Yeah.
I just...
Because other iPhone users will get it as well.
I had a hard time comprehending how that technology works.
No, it's just tracking technology. And,
I'm going to send you into the forest with duct tape and a knife. I want you to come back when you get a tile made. How long till you get a tile? How long until?
I mean, I have no idea where to go get copper, lithium ion. I mean, I can go to the store.
You need to send a satellite up into space or something. I don't know how they're... I guess it's done by Bluetooth, but it's also done... Yeah, it's primarily through the cell phone system. You're going to need a whole setup. I thought that was just really, really weird. Hey, Nick, what'd you have for dinner?
Chicken.
Chicken?
I had some chicken for dinner tonight. I also had some baked beans with it as well.
Nice. You're not going to ask me what I had for dinner?
I saw what you had for dinner.
What was it?
Fake meat.
It was fake meat.
Hey, Dan, what did you have for dinner?
I had shark fin soup.
Shark fin soup.
It was delicious.
Do you want to go ahead and explain to me and
I'm just kidding. I did not eat shark fin soup.
What shark fin soup is?
Do you know what shark fin soup is?
my intelligence, my immense intelligence would tell me that is
something to do with Finn. It's a Finn.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's one of the worst things that humans are doing right now. It is.
Is the shark already dead?
No. That's, no, they're cutting all right. their fins off while they're alive, and they throw them right back in the water. And they can't sell the shark. Nobody wants the shark. They just want the fins.
Yeah.
And so Gordon Ramsay did a big special on this where he went and followed, and he actually ate some shark fin soup, and he was like, it doesn't taste like anything. It's bland. You could put the water and stuff that they're making the soup out of on anything, and it would taste exactly. And I don't know of anyone else with a better palate, at least, you know, publicly.
Yeah.
Than Gordon Ramsay. Shark fin soup is, they are the amount of sharks that they're taking out. 95% of the shark population is depleted. So 73 million sharks die per year. And they, sharks are what makes the ocean work. They eat up top, they go down, and they poop it out. And then they come back up. They're deep divers. I don't know how to fix that, Nick.
Yeah, I...
Shark fin soup, and they're selling it for so much money that everyone understands why they're doing it, but they can't stop it. Gordon Ramsay went in, I'm quoting a YouTube clip. It's not a clip, it's an entire Gordon Ramsay shark fin soup thing. I no longer need to describe it. That's how you look it up. Just type in those words. And yeah, it was a really good, it's from years back, I'm sure, Gordon Ramsay's kitchen nightmare styles. But shark finning, I believe, Nick, is shark finning legal?
No, it is not legal.
Anymore, ever?
Because
during this thing, it was like, they were selling these things everywhere.
January 2022.
Okay.
Shark finning is the act of removing the fins from a shark discarding the rest of the shark back into the ocean. The act is prohibited in many countries. The sharks are often still alive when discarded, but without their fins.
I was going to hit you in the face with the microphone. I'm moving his mic for him.
Yeah.
I was going to pop him in the face just for fun. I don't know. I wrote down shark fin soup and bald eagle for an appetizer would be the best. No, I don't think there's a problem with bald eagle depletion at the moment.
They're
an endangered species, yes. But they're nothing. It's not an active act of depleting the resource. Like bald eagles, I get it. They're territorial. There's not that many of them out. Nobody's going out anymore hunting bald eagles. Like that's not an issue we have today. The issue we have today
is illegal.
Oh, it's 1,000% illegal. And that's the only reason that you would make a bald eagle for dinner joke. Shark fin soup is also, I can't believe that was happening and people just kept, but it's money. It's all about money. They're selling a shark fin for like $40 to $60 for one fin, and each bowl of soup gets. And it's sad because, like, you get a bowl of soup. If you get a small one, you get a small shark's fin. Split a large fin into like 40 meals. You have to do a full fin per
soup,
and it doesn't add any flavor at all. It's just back in the day, they literally had debutante kind of people that, you know, royalty, and they made sure so everyone saw that.
This is a delicacy.
Yeah, they saw that, and now they're grown up, and now they can have it. So, and that's primarily, is that China, Japan?
Taiwan is a big location for it.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't know. If anybody knows what we can do, I'm not just sending money. I actually want to go on a vessel and do something, but I know the impact will be small. I guess they already did something with making it illegal. Oh, my other thing I was going to say jokingly that I ate for dinner was research whale poppers from China. Wild caught.
Wild caught whale poppers?
Yeah. Research whale. You know, like they always have a boat, a vessel, and it says, we're whaling for research. Because they're allowed to kill a certain amount of whales per year if it's for research. So they always have a big sign. That was when the, who was the sea captain? The guy from, who's the crazy guy that goes over there with like water cannons and he's like trying to stop them from getting the whales? The sea shepherd.
Nothing's coming up for research whale popper.
It was,
and when I type in whale popper or whale poppers, it pops up with kids' toys. And when I type in whale poppers research, it pops up with nothing.
Whale sea shepherds sunk a ship. They were out there trying to stop them. So it was whale wars, but whale wars. This guy was working that he was doing this stuff way before. So. What's his name? I'm waiting for his name to pop up. Right there, Nick. What's that boat say?
Research.
Yeah, so it's...
Sea Shepherd.
The Sea Shepherd is, you know, I was showing him. So they always have a thing that they hold up and it says, we are doing research, but it is a vessel that processes whale meat. So they just keep killing whales over and over, and they're shooting them with harpoons, and they run them down until they're... exhausted, you know. It's a horrible act. I don't know. I want to fix everything, Nick, and I can't.
Is it legal?
It is legal for them because they're doing it for research, but it's funny they come out of there with, you know, 800 ton of whale meat that they sell. And I didn't see any doctors on that vessel at all. It's a big boat, you know. They might be in there taking samples of skin and tasting. Researching the taste of, yeah, they're researching. We're researching the taste of the whales. I have something that I wanted to dig into with Nick. Nick, you said you wanted to do woodworking.
Go for it. Yeah, I do.
It's not really something that I can go for. I have every single tool that you could ever need. Wood thickness planers, joiners, routers.
So I sent you the video, I believe, of the table, the guy who made the hexagonal.
Yeah, so they're taking shapes and fitting them together like the Legos that you'd like to use. Yeah, so Nick loves Legos. He has a basement of a room. It's just all precisely put together and protected. And
yeah, but he 3D printed out like a mold for those pieces.
That's a good idea.
So they would be evenly spaced.
How big of a 3D printer did he have to have?
I don't know, but it was
a 3. Ender 3 is like a foot by a foot.
No, it wasn't. It was definitely smaller than that. So the way he did it was in three sections. So like you saw how it was 1, 2, 3 to make a shape. It took three pieces to make one shape, and then it was multiple shapes in that.
Okay.
So basically,
so the mold,
stencil was for three individual pieces. He would set the stencil down, glue those pieces, move the stencil, set it down, glue those pieces, move the stencil, set it down.
He used them as like a border.
Yep. So they were all evenly, perfectly spaced.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. And that's how I got the lines, because it looked out of, I forget the shape or whatnot, but there were squares or triangles.
It was triangles, but the triangles ended up being like, what was it?
How many pieces per area? Like, was the wood cut for the exact shape, or it was...
You didn't watch the video.
I saw the video. I don't remember everything.
No, it's all good. I can't say I watch every single video you send me.
No, I know you don't. Because you will be... I only send you valuable, good... Judd sent me six links to Instagram today. That's excessive. Yeah, that's... Six. And they're all throughout the day. So it's like, let me put my gloves back on that I had to take off to see his fucking Instagram thing of somebody farting in a glass or whatever it was. None of the stuff that he sends me matters, unless then there's one really good one that he sends me that matters. So it's like he redeems himself, but I don't think, Judd, you're redeeming yourself to that level where you can continue to phone bomb me. You're going to need for this project.
No, I'm not shooting for this specific project. But, like, this is what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's great. He's laying it out like just he's using a stencil to put the wood in. So the wood pieces are cut to fit inside. And it's basically just pattern after pattern after pattern after pattern, which is cool. And then he's going to build walls on it and epoxy resin pour it. Is that what he's doing?
Yeah. Trimming off the excess.
Now, the bad part about this, structurally, that table is dog shit. So, structure, unless he attaches it to a piece of plywood, I guess he's going
to... It's already attached to a piece of plywood. It's
A lot of guys will use mold release underneath, and the whole thing pops off. So then you have no bottom to it. So what he's... If you literally have a pattern like that where you can see through from the bottom to the top...
No, you can't see through.
You can't see through. That's good.
No, it's a solid epoxy.
Yeah. Well, the ones you can see through for the epoxy is not a... It's a hard...
It's a hard table, but...
It's a hard table, but it's... Unless
it can't take weight.
It can't. And if it gets hot, if the heater hits it the wrong way, you leave it outside while you're... vacuuming, you bring it outside to do something, and you walk away, and the sun hits it. That thing starts to bow down. It'll look like a smiley face. I've had epoxy resin jobs that I put outside to cure, thinking I'm coming back to something good, and it overcured. It cracked. I've done a few epoxy resin tables. Can't say they were all successful. I am really good with epoxy resin inside of like wood that's damaged. You know, I like doing that because it's not a structural. It's just more of a filling in the holes or voids.
Oh?
Yeah, CJ in studio.
What's up, gentlemen? How's it going this week?
I'm alive.
All right.
I made it here.
Yeah.
Thumb. I need a thumb update, a thumb date.
So my thumb is still alive. It is a little sensitive, though.
All right.
I don't know.
Are you feeling less of the nerve damage-y feelings?
I still can't feel it yet because...
You got bumps in there. You got divots. Yeah, there's some sinkholes in his fingers. Thumb, sorry.
From Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Dolly.
Hades. We're going to be having... we have a guest coming in studio today.
All right. Well, we also have a call-in guest as well, right?
Do we? Did you set one up? Because mine fell through. I think, I don't know. We're going to try him.
It sounded like a good guest. I don't want to spoil anything, but what you told me about it was like, this looks like it'll be pretty cool
this
stuff.
This guy's seen everything.
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 Well, then that's the guy we need on. What fell through? What happened?
I go to work. I visit the job site to deliver some supplies, and I... went to go talk to the guy, and I couldn't find him.
He was ducking you.
I don't want to answer your phone calls, bro.
He drives a forklift. It's a LOL, they call it.
Is your second forklift operator.
my second. I am.
Schmitty showed up. Any emails?
No, not to my knowledge. Okay. I looked earlier, but was one thing in the spam, but I don't.
Hey, that counts as an email. Boom. We're in. We're getting emails. Look at that, Nick. We got an email. CJ, there's an email on the inbox.
Giant Food would like you to know.
We got our coupons. CJ, what did you bring to the table today?
I do have some sports updates.
I can't wait.
I know you can't wait.
I can't.
In bad news for the Orioles, our ace from last year, probably our second pitcher from this year, Kyle Bradish, has a UCL sprain and will start the year on the injury list. IR, yes. So that's bad news, but it's not torn. If it does tear, he'll need to get Tommy John surgery, and he'll be out for like a year and a half. So
Tommy John underwear?
Tommy John surgery. It's where they take a cadaver and rip their ligament out and stick that in your arm.
You can't say the word cadaver, I don't think.
Why?
But there's murder podcasts. This is technically true crime because it happened the other day. Did you hear that there was a shooting during Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade?
That you just took my thunder, bro. That was going to be part of my sports update.
Oh man,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hey CJ, I loved it.
Well, first, I don't think we've actually talked about the Super Bowl itself, in which the Kansas City Chiefs did win in overtime, and they had their parade, I believe, yesterday. and it erupted in gunfire.
Their parade?
Their parade.
What is a parade in football?
After you win the Super Bowl, you have a parade.
Just a big parade through the city.
Like like a legitimate, like everybody marching bands and all that.
All that.
Okay.
And the actual players
set up. What if they lose and everyone just doesn't do the
parade?
They
don't do that. They don't have the parade if they don't win.
But those people have to be set up.
We've had two parades, 2000 and 2013.
I did not know that.
The two times we won the Super Bowl, we had parades.
That's like American.
It's American.
America.
It's super America.
We're due for one next year.
We were due for one this year. But next year also.
Have you seen the every 12 years? It was 2000, then technically 2012, 2013. That was 12 years.
Right.
Then, next year is our...
Another 12. Yeah. I talked about it earlier just with some work friends of mine, and I'm with it. Mm-hmm. I like the plan, and I'd be happy to have one every 12 years. There's teams that have been around for damn near 100 years and don't have a Super Bowl yet. So.
Lions.
The Browns.
Yeah, the Browns. Jaguars?
Jaguars don't have one.
And the Panthers.
Panthers do have one. Cam Newton won one with them.
No, he didn't. Yes, he lost in Denver. He lost to Peyton Manning. He never went to another Super Bowl.
I'm pretty sure the Panthers won that Super Bowl.
That was Peyton Manning's last year.
Somebody get their phone.
Just like Ray Lewis won on his last year.
Knock this one out.
Oh, we beat Peyton. Jake Delhomme won with the Panthers back when.
I was about to say, it had to have been back in the day because Cam actually has his own show called Fourth and One, I believe. And he talked about how he got to the Super Bowl with the weapons he had, and the weapons he had weren't really anything.
And I'm wrong. The Panthers have never won a Super Bowl. They've been to two and never won.
Okay.
So, good call. And the Houston Texans.
I believe both of you.
The Houston Texans also, but they're a young franchise. Yeah, they have their time.
The Panthers.
I bet CJ Stroud wins the Super Bowl. That kid looks for real. Yeah. That kid looks for real.
You see the Texans won offensive and defensive rookie of the year.
Who was the defensive rookie of the year? I'm guessing it was CJ Stroud for offensive.
Yeah, it was CJ for offensive. And, it's going to take me a second to pull up.
Do you know what position?
I think it was linebacker.
Okay.
Will Anderson Jr.
Jr. All right.
CJ.
I have a Blue Moon Belgian White Belgian Style Ice Wheat Cold Ale. Where's my orange?
I don't have oranges.
I don't normally drink these with oranges anyway. Parade erupted in gunfire. One person dead, 21 injured at the moment. There's still details coming out about who all was hurt on this. Three suspects are in detention at the moment and being questioned.
Yeah, and you see that the fans also tackled the shooters.
I did see that. Kind of badass. Yeah. I mean, it's the shitty reason, but way to go, fans.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do.
Be the hero.
I've seen some things about people saying that they should be rewarded with season tickets. Not that that is like justified or anything like that.
It was all a setup to get season tickets.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to tackle me. I'm willing to go to jail for years so you can get season tickets to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, CJ.
Yes.
Don't let me take away from the sports. Hey, CJ. So keep with the sports, but I also want you to comment on our new studio space. We have upgraded.
It's a very comfortable studio space currently. A lot more room.
A lot more space.
We're not sitting directly next to each other.
Yeah, we are.
We now have live dogs in the studio.
We have a live dog. At least one. Buddy. Buddy's here. She's a pit bull.
And we don't want any more thumb issues.
Buddy, Well, Buddy is not a biter.
Well, you're a licker, aren't you?
She is. Buddy.
You like licking?
Get down, Buddy. Get down. Let's get back to your sports.
I don't know if I have many more sports to go to. I did the Super Bowl. I did the shooting.
How did Taylor Swift do?
I mean, she was just there. She didn't do anything.
I heard
she played really well.
They did show her. And
they showed her a lot.
Showed her twice, right?
No.
Probably 7 to 12 times. I didn't count, but
really,
they showed her a bunch.
Wow!
But it was just her like cheering. Like she did. Usher, however, was fantastic. Loved it.
What was he halftime?
He was the halftime show. I liked it a lot, but I mean, most of those songs came out when I was in my early 20s.
what song was it?
You know that.
What? Okay.
Exactly. Lil Jon showed up, and I know I saw people be like,
"What else is he gonna do?
Who the hell is this guy?"
What? Tell me anything else that you see Lil Jon on. Is he acting? Like, what's he doing saying, yeah?
He is a rapper and producer of the early 2000s. I couldn't tell you anything he's done recently.
Yeah. No, I'm sure he's having a blast doing whatever the heck he's doing.
And Ludacris showed up.
Just Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys. Oh, that Usher was hugging all up on Alicia Keys.
Yeah. Her, H-E-R. She's a guitarist.
Yeah, with glasses. Well, usually. I don't know. Did she have her glasses on?
I need to watch the halftime show now.
Yes, she had on some black shades.
Yep, she always got glasses on. She probably has some weird looking eyes. But she has one of them crooked eyes that always looks to the left.
Yeah, she's looking down at her playing and her playing hand. They her strong hand and her playing hand.
Gotta put the sunglasses on. Hey, I'm a fan of a band that one of the guys has to wear sunglasses for that exact reason. So, sports-wise, not much going on at the moment. I'm not going to get into hockey and basketball because I don't really know it that well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to jump right in there with the soccer. You know,
sumo wrestling.
I didn't. Sumo.
That doesn't start back up until March 10th, Smitty. If I remember correctly.
I was texting with Smitty. I was like, "You did good, man."
He did.
He did really good.
Listening to it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What did he think?
He loved it. That he texted me and he was like, "That was really fun. That was really, that was a blast
for real." I would like to have Smitty back on and talk about his bounty hunter days. Oh, yeah. That seems like it would be pretty interesting.
We could call him if we want to do that. If Kate doesn't show up, we have a Kate's coming in for an equine update.
Equine.
Well, she's got a horse.
Okay, I used to ride horses.
Nick and her
as
have a
young
her,
young
her
man.
And her and Nick. I was going to say Nick and her, proper.
Wait, Nick and Kate, or Kate and Nick.
Yeah, if you say both names, you can't go wrong.
I thought it was Nick and her.
But when you do the I's or me's.
That's pretty good.
Shut your
mouth. Yeah, come on.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Nick and her.
You should probably cut that out.
Why?
You cut the and. Say it real fast. say it with your chest.
I said Nick and her.
Yeah. But when you're talking in the...
say it with the chat.
I think it was Kevin Hart.
It's Kevin Hart.
That sounds about right.
CJ, what did you do all week? We haven't talked to you for a full week. What, outside of coming home and getting out of your truck going, I'm ready for whatever because I didn't do anything all day.
Hey, I do work.
How many 2x4s did you move today?
Oh, no, but I told people how to construct things correctly.
I was tossing 16-foot 2x4s like 24-foot.
Gotcha. And I'm the one reviewing the plans to make sure all those 2x4s go in the right location. You're throwing them in the right location.
That's correct.
Yeah. I'm just the driver. I drove to drop off a freezer, pick up a freezer, and pick up some ice cream cups.
How many ice creams did you eat today, Nick?
I didn't eat any ice creams today, but I delivered 78 bags of bulk. That translates to $2,350 worth of product.
What's one bulk?
So mini melts. We sell them by the cup.
I'm imagining a big bag.
With the paper lids.
It's a aluminum foil lid.
Foil lid, okay. You remember those paper lid ones?
Similar. I think those were Dippin' Dots back in the day.
Might be right.
Dippin' Dots are shit.
Yeah. No, it freezes to your lips. Dippin' Dots isn't the company that's signing your check. That's why.
No, that's not that's only it. But if you
ones taste way better because it makes my wallet swell.
If you literally compare the two flavors side by side, you had a blind taste test. You would choose our product because we have a higher butterfat. It's more of a premium.
Where the real taste is.
Absolutely.
She's a rescue, and I fully understand why she's a rescue.
It's a bit much for maybe a family size.
She's a mess. I mean, she just has this thing that she won't sit still. And I'm like, did she get that from me? Because I can't sit still.
Kate is about to make an appearance if you want to hold her.
Kate. Do what?
And the door is open, so.
Cool. We haven't tested out Kate's mic yet, but Kate's coming in.
Is this Kate's mic?
That is Kate's mic. We will just quickly dial her in as soon as she's in.
I'm kind of missing Connor.
I wouldn't say we're missing him, Bob. Connor.
Missing Connor, man. He's been here for all of them.
Okay, so I have a closet down there that literally only has music. So it's just
drum stuff and
everything, drums and guitar pedals and
bass strings.
Every single chord, 10 of every chord. I don't know how the hell that happens, but you end up getting so many.
Two and a half sets of electronic drums?
Two sets that work, and then enough parts.
Do you break out the e-drums often?
I don't. There's a set at my students. I don't enjoy e-drumming. Electronic drumming.
It doesn't feel right.
My father owns the Roland, the best one that they make still. He owns a set, and I go and play it. It feels neat, but the hi-hat is nothing. So yeah, the hi-hat's really, really important.
Damn. Kate came prepared.
Kate came over. Hey, Kate's in the studio. You're going to play her in, Nick.
Kate. How old is Buddy?
I don't know. She's a rescue.
About. I mean, I'm sure.
She's probably like maybe two now.
I was going to say two to three sounds about right.
Still a puppy when you got her.
Her teeth are gorgeous still. I mean, I brush them.
Brush them.
Yeah, she sits still, and I actually, Anchorman, where he had his dog. So she sits still, and I brush her teeth.
Hope no one tosses her over a bridge.
Yeah, I know. That was kill my dog, man. Well, no.
They found the dog.
Have I ever listened to anything you've told me, Dan?
Testing, never. You are so hard-headed.
Titan.
She is.
Teddy testicles.
Says Dan.
She's hard-headed. She starts yelling at me. I love it.
I do.
All right.
You just need yourself a woman that yells at you.
Yep, that's all I need.
That's what you're looking for.
Someone who Nick and I approve of.
Yeah. I've gone through a few.
Has there been approval yet?
Oh, no.
We liked...
Probably not for... You should never remember any of their names.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't remember who they were. They were terrible.
All of them were bad, right? No, I wouldn't see people if they were not good people.
I mean, there's certain ones that I've recommend you.
Layla.
Who's Layla?
Hi, Layla.
The highest of escorts.
No.
I don't want to know these things.
Layla. Who? Layla was...
not an escort.
I didn't even go with Layla. I talked to her once.
It was just a conversation.
Just a conversation, and we texted, and it was cute.
Aww.
Yeah, that's Layla.
But she was an escort.
No, she's not an escort. What kind of person do you think I am, Nick?
No.
Okay.
You cannot go off of what Nick
said. I will
you
say.
Can't trust your husband.
You can't trust
listen
my
to what
best,
I say.
You can't trust my best friend and co-podcaster.
It's just some tap water.
It's probably just Baltimore tap water.
Although I find the tap water here to not be that awful.
I like the tap
Although
water.
Although I do use a Brita filter.
Yeah,
I don't. I do not.
Be drinking anymore. I have a Brita filter too, but I will not be drinking any more of this bottled water.
Have you guys ever had well water?
I got you, Nick.
I've had a couple different types of well water in my life. And
I'm sure that's just...
It is amazing.
Sometimes it tastes like rocks.
It's coming from the rock.
The well water at the barn where Prince used to be, the kids called it like magic water or something.
It probably came out so cold.
It was so good.
Like it comes out
depends
really,
on the time of
really
year.
Cold.
Wintertime, it's yeah. I mean,
even no in the summer, it was yeah, still really still good.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's smooth.
If
when you have like a ladle and my brother did.
Are you bringing it up with a bucket?
No, I just shot the hose like at the kids. I had to catch it.
Oh, they're using a pump. There was a spring. That's what I'm thinking of. It was a spring and you could put a ladle in it.
No, this is from the
and drink pump. From the spring.
You talking about West Virginia?
This is my brother did landscaping.
You're like, doing so good, buddy.
But he's sitting on my lap. Oh, doing good.
You said her name.
He did the landscaping for the property. And on the property, they had a natural spring. It was awesome.
Nice.
I am training to be a dog trainer.
I'm training to train.
We'll talk about that later.
We have an equine expert in studio.
Please don't call me an expert.
Oh, I can't. Man, they are so specific.
I rode horses. For a while when I was a younger man, but I wouldn't call myself an expert.
What kind of horses did you ride? We've just become best friends.
It was
nice to meet you.
I had it was a part Clydesdale. He had the furry hooves and everything.
The feathers.
His name was Bud.
Huh?
Because, you know, they were the Budweiser horses.
Yes.
My mother owned him from my age of probably about 8 to 16. So for 8 years, I rode Bud. And then he went out to pasture. He actually did go out to pasture. He didn't just die and we say that. He was like, I don't want to put anything on my back anymore. I just want to go into a field and eat grass.
Right.
So
that's needs what to happened. Be retired.
Yep, he's done.
Is he still around?
He is not still around.
Clydesdales, they're bigger horses, kind of like big dogs. They don't live as long.
Yeah.
But they can live to be in their 20s.
And my mother had a paint, brown and white paint named Jake. It was a very good horse. It's a type of horse.
Oh.
It's a type, but
it's
also
a brand.
A color.
Colors, yeah.
A pattern.
I still get confused on paint. Is that a breed? Is that a color? I don't really know.
How's Prince?
Is Prince your horse's name?
My horse is Prince, okay. Also named as Princey Pooh.
He's like a pony.
He's pretty big.
He's big.
Not a,
we don't make
not,
fun of you for being short, bro.
He is not a pony. He's about, you know, hands. He's about 16 hands.
He was still okay. Huge.
Yeah. So he's 16 hands. He's a retired racehorse who never raced. He got kicked out of racing.
Oh, you make fun of somebody on
most likely.
That would be 64 inches to the shoulder blade for anybody that
said the wrong thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the inches. I just can look at horses and kind of guesstimate now.
I believe it's four inches as a hand.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So he's, I think, about 16 hands. We haven't put a stick to him recently. That's what they call it when you measure a horse.
Not beating your horse.
We're not beating them.
Oh my God, you're going to get us kicked off now.
No, we're not beating
them. We are not. Thank you, CJ. Jesus. They have algorithms that pick these things out.
Prince would claim abuse that he doesn't get fed, you know, five times a day, but he has a whole pasture of grass and hay that he has access to, but he would like to eat grain all day. He choked on his food several months ago because he ate it too fast.
Mm. We've all been there.
That can really cause a big problem with horses because their stomachs are so large, they can turn.
Colic.
And man, it could be a big problem.
You got to put the big sleeve on.
Thank goodness my trainer and the lady who runs the farm, she is very attentive and caught it right away and called me up there. And the vet came and pumped his stomach. And he was fine, perfectly fine. They got it quickly. But yes, it can be very bad if not caught.
Happens with large dogs too, similar to what you were saying earlier, like Great Danes, Hades. Hades, right?
Not Hades. Hades isn't as big. We've got the moose.
Moose.
Sammy Moose.
Your horse is good.
Prince is doing very well. I haven't ridden him recently. He has a little cut on his back, so he's been getting out of work. I think he planned it.
When am I going to get to ride him? Come
good
on.
Look.
Man, the I, look.
I've barely ridden him.
Have you ever ridden a horse? Have you ever
room?
Ridden a horse?
Yeah, I mean, what is that? What do you call riding? Because I fell.
Have you ever gotten onto a horse and had
a successful ride? Yes. No.
So if he was just husband horse who is bomb-proof, really big, doesn't care what you do on him, yes, you could get on him.
I don't.
But he also had kissing spine. Do you know what kissing spine is?
I don't know what that is.
Kissing spine is
I've
a
done
condition.
That before, okay. Oh, stop. No.
Click.
Anyway.
Kissing spine is something horses get in their spine. It's called their spinal processes, I think. They start touching and grinding. So we think that's why he was kicked out of race training. So he had surgery back in, when was it, Nick? 2022?
Something like that.
2022, he had surgery. So since then, it's been a gradual process of rehabbing him. So I am very particular about who gets on him because he has to be ridden a certain way so he uses his back and his muscles correctly.
Do you want to tell the story of when we picked?
This is a good story.
I was tasked with, it started out as a big mess. They had to move the horse from point A to point B. It's about a half hour ride.
It was like an hour.
Hour, okay. So she's like, Kate's like, it's fine. Because I know people that I can get a trailer. I know enough people I can find a horse trailer through someone. I knew I could. I didn't do it yet. But she's like, I got one lined up. I got a horse trailer lined up. The surgery's all lined up. And then the horse trailer falls through.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I was like,
this lady stole our money.
She did. And then she proceeded to... Well, Nick made a post. It was a whole big thing on Facebook, and we went to war on Facebook.
Of course, people always fall into horrible people.
We reached out to Dan because this happened the day before his surgery, and he needed the surgery. I had taken off work for this.
She's freaking out about this.
I was livid. So we reached out to Dan. He reached out to an old friend who had an old trailer. So Dan saved the day. He was already going to be driving the truck. I don't know how to drive a horse trailer.
I knew a person who knew a person that knew a person. And it was somebody that basically didn't know where my contact, it went so far down the chain. That was like, yeah, it was great that so-and-so helped me with the trailer. And the lady's like, who's that? You know, so like the favor of a favor of a favor is how I got that. It went so far deep down that the original person I talked to didn't even know the last person.
So anyway, having connections and good friends is always a good thing.
And it happened. I got the trailer within, 4 hours?
Yeah. So we get the trailer, and I had not had Prince on a trailer since he was dropped off to me about a year. No, not even a year prior. So I knew he might be a little sketchy with a trailer, but I thought, well, ace him. That's something you can give to horses to calm them down a little bit. We go to get him on the trailer, just Dan and I.
Drug the horse up.
And he starts freaking out. So I finally get him on the trailer, and it's not the standard trailer that has a divider. Have you seen horse trailers?
Yes.
So we kind of had to tie a lead rope on either side. Now, knowing what I know now, I probably would have just let him loosen the trailer so he wouldn't
Kate
have been felt tied
died.
Down. So we
Kate's
had him
in the trailer.
I was in front of him. There was no door at the front of the trailer for me to get out.
Oh, my goodness.
So Prince starts freaking out trying to rear, and then he gets the halter. That's what goes around a horse's head.
He just snapped it like it was.
Well, no, that was the next time.
Okay.
So this time the halter
the
got stuck up
rope.
Under his mouth. So I could have jumped off the trailer, but I wasn't going to leave him in there and have him rip. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Open.
So I'm yelling, screaming for Dan.
This is an 1,800-pound animal?
He's only like 16. No, he's only like 1,000 pounds.
I don't. It's more than I can 1,100. Push.
Anyways.
I can't.
Still call it a half ton.
If Clydesdale is more like 1,800 pounds.
Yeah. But if there's...
So we finally, I get him loose and he runs off.
On wheels. I can't push.
Somebody, we call my friend Ashley. She was already on her way to the barn. She helps us get him on.
Shout
Fine.
Out to Ashley.
Ashley.
Was this runs off in his own barn area or like his home?
No, he was in the driveway. But we got him off. So we had, as soon as he got off the trailer, he's like, well, you guys all worked up about him. I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm like having heart failure. I just almost died with you in the trailer.
I'm like, hey, get out of the trailer.
He's fine. He's just chill. Like, I'm off. I'm good. So we get him on. We get him to the vet. He has the surgery. Stays overnight. Dan and I go back the next day to get him. We tell the vet techs he doesn't like the trailer.
This horse does not want to be in the trailer.
Getting him on. She walks him on, attaches him to the trailer. He rears, breaks the halter off. Mind you,
snap.
He just had back surgery.
I mean, this thing is 1 inch thick.
He goes running off the trailer with no halter after back surgery.
Just free tail and high tail.
Down
it.
The driveway.
Like gallop.
Oh,
there's
my
a foot. And he's drugged up. He's drugged up the hell.
The road.
He's high.
Might slow him down a little
he's
bit.
He's high as a kite. So there's no talking to this horse.
Remember what was at the other end of the driveway.
Oh, my.
A two-lane road that was probably 50-mile-an-hour traffic.
Westminster Road, almost looking. It was like Route 140. Yeah,
so,
two lanes on each side.
Yeah. So Dan and I...
50-mile-an-hour trip. Yeah.
And they can't see anything coming because of the bushes on either side of the driveway.
It was like bushes and corn.
So he shouldn't be running. Like he just had surgery. He has no halter, no way to catch him. So everybody jumps into action. Dan and I are running after
him. It's rodeo time.
Oh my
so
God.
People are
no
getting
rope.
In there. Vet techs are getting in their cars, driving up the other way, getting drugs, getting halters, lead ropes, candy, food, whatever to get him.
Yeah,
and
they're aiming up. They got like rifles with darts in them, and they're coming at
disclaimer,
this
disclaimer, there were no guns.
I don't know.
No animals
that, in
were
my
armed
eyes,
the
champions came by. We saved the day.
I did.
My word saved it. I said flank. I said
Dan
flank.
Used some football terms.
Yes, CCJ.
It's not a football term because he doesn't know football.
He doesn't. I don't know.
I know.
But
I,
when
I
he said
flank
him, because you also,
we're
CJ
chasing the horse,
would know this.
Know.
If you speed up too fast behind a horse, they're going to go faster.
Yeah, that horse was.
So
and possibly
I
possibly kick you.
I saw.
So I was just jogging behind him, and then I sped up to his right, and there was this tiny little, like, kind of fenced in area, and I somehow got to his right and got him to turn into the area. And
corralled him.
It was probably, what, 2 or 3 car lengths from the road?
It was a very close call. It was like all that I saw looked like a horse grinder. Like at the end of the road.
I think Dan was more panicked than
I
was.
I know the mechanics of
this. I believe
that
because he doesn't really understand horses. Where you know what is going to happen if you do something the right way or the wrong way.
I was panicking on the inside, but on the outside, all I heard was my friend Ashley's voice in my head, like, stay calm. Stay calm. He can sense your anxiety.
That horse.
They smell fear.
She flanked. She went about 10 feet to the right.
I don't know how I got that fast.
Well, when I backed off some, the horse, I saw the patterns. I was watching really carefully, really fast motion. The horse was, as I backed up, the horse would back up. And then As you
not
went
back
to the,
up, slow down.
As I slowed,
backing up.
Yeah, no,
backwards.
We were. This was in full motion, and horses can run. So we were. Kate and I are
one
freaking
of the best
out.
Things they do.
Kate's 10 goes 10 foot to the right, and she darts, and she got in front of the horse. I started backing down, and the horse started back. You know, so like, I was able to flank as well.
Once we got him to grass and there was a corner of the fence, I knew
somebody,
I could keep him there.
Yeah,
somebody had driven a car up somewhere else and was able to jump out of the car and bring a bucket of grain, which instantly when he saw that, he said, I'm fine. I'll just stand here.
Yeah, he's like stoned.
And then, well, he wasn't that drugged at that point, but they heavily sedated him. So when we tried to get him on the trailer after that.
You got a dart in my neck.
Do you remember trying to get him on the trailer the next time? He literally tried to sit down.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm done with this.
He was like, mm-hmm. I could just lay here. What are you putting me up top? Why do I gotta stand up in here, man?
He would have just laid down if we let him. So we got
horses
him home.
Horses don't often lay down either. That's not one of their things.
I should have told him to shoot Kate up with something before we left the vet, because she was just.
I was.
You did good. You did
I
really.
Did good.
We both were shaken up.
Yes, I think I cried about it after the fact, but in the moment, my adrenaline and I have to save my horse's life. He's trying to die.
And keep in mind, I'm hauling the horse at this point. I'm driving and she's in the front seat just, what just happened? Like, you almost lost your horse. Hey, Nick, what does a vet bill for a horse look like?
He doesn't even see them. I don't even
know.
Oh, tell
it doesn't.
There's definitely hidden. More than three digits. I know that.
It's hidden for,
I would say
for
it's
the best
averagely
of the
three digits.
It is,
but
okay.
Mid to high three digits.
Yeah, I mean, I'd imagine it's like taking your boat in.
Horses are the most, one of the most fragile creatures I know.
How big is their brain? Oh, she's not going to like this.
This is off topic.
Off topic.
But you mentioned boats, and
let's moving on to boats.
Yeah,
horses, they're not the smartest things, right?
They, I don't know how big their brains are.
Sorry,
but they,
Nick.
Go back to the boats. We'll go back to horse brain.
I feel like they're strongly emotional animals.
They are. That's more their thing, their emotion.
But they will frenzy at the drop of a hat if something they don't like is going on.
They're not, they're going to, you know, fight or flight. They're flight animals.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're fast. Like, right. As you said before, horses are fast as hell. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Except for Prince, who got kicked out of race training. Okay, Dan. Nick. Boats.
Dan. Now we can talk about horses.
Boats.
What about boats?
Boats and hoes.
I'm curious now what you were going to say about boats.
My observation was earlier, I saw a decal on a car that said boating without owning. And it said carefreeboating.com. And that just made me.
What is that?
Like rent a boat or lease a boat?
Boating without owning. So I guess it's like Airbnb for boats.
That's kind of nice. Don't take care of the update.
CB&B.
Yeah,
I could just rent my boat out. I'd be like, it doesn't need to be in the water. You didn't specify. It's in the backyard. That's what boat's at.
You can hang out.
Did you look it up?
I did not, but it doesn't seem like the smartest investment, in my opinion.
Oh, no, nothing with the word boat near it is a smart investment.
And letting other people drive it on a regular basis.
Is that how you went to boats? Because horses aren't a smart investment, the same as boats aren't a smart investment.
Basically.
I literally own, if you count them up, I got 4 vessels.
Two jet skis, one larger
massive
boat, and what's number 4?
The stall.
Watershed. Or water sled?
It's not a water sled. Well, I mean, basically, yeah.
What is it?
It's a skull. It's a rowing skull.
Oh, okay.
And
how many people?
It's a one person.
Oh, one person. Okay.
It is.
Does Buddy not count as a vessel? Can you not ride her?
She would not fare well in this. This is a
Buddy looks better
facing,
under the water.
Yeah, Buddy. she would. God, this dog. No, she's fine. I love my dog,
Buddy.
She gave eyes
when there's other people around. So.
I'll never forget when we went and got Buddy.
That was emotional. Like when I got Buddy.
They needed each other.
I needed a dog,
and she needed him.
The Wicked Witch of the West that lived in my basement.
She who shall not
be named. Took the other dog, right?
Well, yeah, she left, and then she gave me the dog. And then she claimed I didn't give you the dog in court that she didn't. And my witness to that, her saying that, was in Ukraine.
I tried.
Anyway.
Russians are on the offense there.
The witness,
I'm not up on my news.
The witness was in Ukraine at the time. So I didn't have anybody that, you know, I was like, well, he'll be back. He wasn't back. So,
Buddy needed you.
The thing about dogs, so as long as they're, to me, if that dog left here with a good home, that's fine. Like, you just don't want your dog not being taken care of.
You just don't think that dog is in a good home.
I mean, well, no, I don't doubt that he's in a fine home. He's fine. They feed him. That's fine.
Okay.
But, you know, I just needed another dog at that point.
The Wicked Witch of the West wanted to burn Toto. That's all I'm trying to.
Oh, yeah.
Using you.
If somebody said cut it in half, she would have gone right down the center with a knife to the dog.
No, she.
She's crazy.
I did meet her a couple times. She was.
I got her out.
A bit off kilter.
I got her out.
Is she still in town?
A bit. I saw her at the. Bar
that you saw her.
Yes, it was. Fullerton Pub is full of just a lot of bad things, a lot of bad memories, and
very similar.
not even horrible. They're not all bad memories, but bad decisions. That is what Fullerton. When I talk about Fullerton, I'm like, the only reason I go there is because Connor likes to go there, and he's like, let's go do karaoke.
The My Connor.
He's always around, so he wants to go do karaoke. And you know,
what day do they do karaoke up there?
Every day.
Every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's some every night. It's
just
doing
it on Thursdays or something like that.
This place is always karaoke. And I'm like, fine.
Heavy on country?
You can do whatever. We can go up there and sing Chinese songs.
Right, you can. Yeah. I'm asking, like, most people. Is it heavy on country
music?
Most people.
Oh, most people.
Like, that sing karaoke at this place.
Yeah.
Is it mostly country music?
No, it is all over the board.
That's what I like to hear.
The other day they did, one guy did, what did the fox say? Yeah. I mean, the whole song. And
has anybody
if you didn't
done
know,
tequila?
It's like eight minutes.
I've done tequila. It's not as fun as it sounds.
I used to sing I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Is that a
song,
tequila? That's Sandlot.
Yes. But then it goes, tequila.
I only know it because of Sandlot.
It's also on...
What?
Tequila.
Tequila.
It's also on Pee-wee's Big Adventure. The one where he loses his bike.
I think I know a lot of songs because of certain movies I watched. We weren't allowed to listen to secular radio as children.
Secular radio?
I was trying to get the tequila.
Close.
Yeah, down as I hit my mic stand.
I don't think my parents would have let me listen to Christian radio. So a little polar opposites here.
That's probably a good thing. What you did a priest joke on the podcast too?
No, I didn't do the priest.
Something
joke.
About
I think that was Connor or Nick.
That was you
talking about my drums.
I said, did the priest give you the drums?
Yes.
Yeah. And then,
I heard that
and then
one.
Connor came, I, or no, did, CJ came back.
I did the Betty White his... and Nancy Reagan joke.
Did the priest give you his drums, Dick?
Yeah.
Was that that was you that or was Connor?
Awful.
Was I think that was Nick.
That is awful.
And I don't think Dan answered.
I don't. I stuck.
Did you leave that in?
That's in there. And okay, so then after that, we interview my best friend Joanna, who is, as religious as my dad. Oh no, it is, yes, just like your father. Oh,
okay.
A great person. And so is Joanna. She's a great person. Everybody's different. Everybody can choose what the hell they want to do, and it's fucking awesome, isn't it?
Yeah,
you can choose to, you know, not be with that, or the if it works.
So my dad keeps trying to get Dan to like go to church and stuff.
Recruitment.
Trying to convert.
But my dad is like, he's one of the kindest people you'll ever meet.
Come
biggest
to
heart.
The light.
But he just keeps asking Dan and inviting him, and Dan just keeps saying no.
Thanks for the offer.
But he still comes to family gatherings. My dad doesn't ever like make
great.
Him feel weird for not coming
awesome.
To anything.
We talk about cars and he's just like, with Christ you can. I'm like, you could.
Are they in Baltimore County or one of
them? They're like five minutes down the road.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
We're here all the time.
You can walk there.
Is the horse housed in Baltimore County?
The horse is in Glenarm. It's about 15. The first 15 horse minutes.
Place was
25 minutes.
Yeah.
This one's about 15, 20.
They're like, the horse is closer. I'm like, that's way better. Anything 2 minutes closer is better.
Yes.
Than being a 45 minute
drive. Well, and I also don't have to do self-care board anymore. I used to have to drive up there twice a day to feed him and do his stall.
Yeah.
And then
Nick's riding his motorcycle up there, like just
Nick loved it.
Yeah, Nick loved having a place
and
to
Prince
go.
And Prince loved the bike too. Prince would sniff it and check it out.
Nick, what kind of motorcycle was that?
Smells like horsepower.
Yeah, if anybody wants to donate a motorcycle to the show,
I have a guy that will give you a motorcycle.
He's got life insurance on him now, so it's good.
Life Nick insurance doesn't on like Nick or on the horse?
On Nick.
Okay.
I'm not getting it on the horse.
You guys are talking about this insurance a lot. Extra mention of insurance. Watch out.
No, I'm just saying you can get him a bike now because he has life insurance.
Very nice.
When did the bike disappear?
Somebody crashed into me. No,
crash into
November
me.
Of
how's that
2022.
Noise?
There's a buzz.
Oh, that was you.
That
was Kate.
Don't hit that near the
poor
microphone.
Nick. Nick has eight words out of the entire podcast. He says like 16 words, and you just buzzed right over top of the whole thing. Bzzz, vape and bzzz.
Every time Dan does something, instead of saying click, I'll just buzz.
There we go.
Yeah, that'll definitely just knock out whatever, because he'll be editing it. Like, this sounds awful. Like, what'd you do?
Where are they? They're swarming around me.
So, Nick, when was the bike? That was 2020.
You had a Honda.
22.
No, it was 21.
No, CG, I'm going to guess.
Oh, 2022 it happened?
Honda mm-hmm. RX.
Is that what he had?
No. I don't know.
It was a 2019 Honda CBR.
Wow. What's a CBR?
A CBR 650R.
I didn't even look.
2019.
It was a nice bike.
That's a pretty new bike. And someone hit you, huh?
It was bright red, and he wouldn't let me touch it.
Were you damaged at all with that?
I got a little scar on my knee. And
so the thumb was worse than the car wreck, than the bike wreck.
I didn't pass out because of the car wreck. So, yeah, I would say so.
But you know, like a bike.
I drove the motorcycle home after the accident.
Oh.
I followed him.
He shows up and he's like, it's totaled. I'm like, I'll go get a pole. Insurance is stupid. I'm like, I'll go get a pole, dude. We'll bend that out in like 8 seconds. This is a new bike to me. There's not a scratch on it. He's like, I just got it totaled.
And insurance sold it from under me without them giving me the option to buy it back.
I said, you got to call them back.
How can they sell something that's totaled? Or did they sell it to like a scrapyard?
So you signed the papers to total it.
It was electronic. Everything was electronic.
You just push a button on a box.
COVID.
So you signed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was COVID.
And then it wasn't that long later he called them back.
Those days sucked. Yeah. Some of them were awesome, but that was lonely.
I had some okay COVID times, and I had some not so okay COVID times. More okay, I'd say, though.
Nick and I got to work at Amazon during COVID.
Got to?
Shouldn't say got to.
Had to.
Yeah. It was horrible.
Scamazon.
I can't imagine. I watched the YouTube clips of, you know, somebody died. And
you've seen the South Park episodes, right?
I have.
Yeah, there you go.
They were pretty spot on.
They're like, they made us work next to a dead body. It was right there. They just put a blanket over it and said, keep working.
Keep stuff moving.
Come on, there's boxes.
Time is money.
Come on, your robots. And then they bring it right out of whip. And
Jeff Bezos needs an extra bill.
He needs a new boat.
So, Bezos got a nice boat.
I'm sure he has multiple nice boats.
I bet he has a boat that fits inside of his yacht. Pauline is the quietest neighbor I've ever had in my entire life.
She's the coolest neighbor.
She's awesome. I'm so glad she's on my one side because I just never know what I'm going to get on the other side.
She's awesome.
Getting a new tenant soon.
I asked her if she could do a Wanda Sykes for me on the podcast.
Did you really?
I did.
How did that go?
Yeah.
She was like, I wish I had Wanda Sykes' money.
Yeah, right?
It was great. Except with the Miss Pauline voice.
Miss Pauline, I think we had only been here, Nick, what was it, like 2 or 3 months? And she walks by one day and she tells us that our dog Hades had let himself out of the fence and went for a walk with her. And she just let him walk with her, and then she brought him back and put him back in the yard.
I brought him back, put him in the yard.
She's the coolest neighbor.
She's gone out, and I've like been at work, and she's like, what is Buddy doing running the neighborhood? I'm like,
I saved Buddy one
was
time.
That you did that too.
Well, yeah, well, I just put her back inside. She wasn't out of the yard.
So I made a like, it looks like an electric fence, but it's not electric. It's just a bunch of wire so Buddy cannot jump out of the yard anymore. And I built a Jurassic Park back gate.
I noticed that. And it only opens one way. Yeah, so
yeah. It does look like Jurassic Park.
You can't push it open.
Yeah. Can't, it doesn't. It's perfect. I mean, it's, what is it, 10 foot high?
About that, yeah.
Yeah. She can jump. I mean, she can jump and climb, and, you know, it's like having Jurassic Park.
She's one of the velociraptors.
Yeah, she's a little raptor.
I think she's doing good. She tried to attack me when I came in until she smelled me a little bit. And then she's like, oh, okay, you're cool.
Even your kids, they come over and they'll knock, and if Buddy barks, they still freak out. Fiona brought me over an extension cord. And she knocked on the door, and she was like, I'm like, the dog, it's Buddy.
Buddy does jump, and when she jumps on them, she jumps with force, so she kind of leaves some scratching.
Yeah, she's a mess. Nick, this was a fine episode.
Yes, it was.
And we're going to call it a night on that. And thanks, a special thanks to CJ. Thanks to Kate. Thanks to
Buddy.
I said Nick.
Thanks to Dan. Thanks to Lenovo.
Lenovo.
Not a sponsor, but that's what
my we've been editing. My shitty laptop. I do need a new laptop for editing. I don't need one.
And thanks to you. I had to make that one real clear.
Nice. Thanks to listener. You. Yeah. Thank you, listeners, if you've made it. But yeah, I'm editing on a Lenovo laptop. It's fine. It works. It's just, I've had it for years. And I don't use it for anything other than music, so that's why it still works.
Alrighty.
So, all right, thanks, Nick. Have a good night.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good night.
We'll see you guys next week. Hey, we're on Apple Podcasts now.
Yeah, that's a place where you can listen.
Yeah, another venue out of the 40. All right, guys. See you all later. Right.
See you.
Shall I still play that?
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet is so far down.